Okay, we start the Sugis of Ideas. The Sugya continues for a few blat, and these blat move much quicker than the previous blat, so make sure you stay ahead as we go. So first the Gemara has a problem with the Lashon. Chav ha-mazik. Chayiv ha-mazik mi-bayalei. The mazik is obligated to pay. Chav ha-mazik is mashma that Chav ha-mazik is really mashma that there's a debt, but he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't necessarily have to pay it. We find certain chiyuvim that if the person's not teveya you, you don't have to pay. We had such a thing by ribbis. The Taz says that if somebody paid you ribbis, you don't have to give it back to him unless he's teveya you. In other words, the chayiv exists, but there's no chayiv. You're not obligated to pay. Chayiv means yeah, I have to go out and pay him. You have to look for him and pay him. Chav means that the chiyuv exists, but it's not necessarily. you don't necessarily have to go and pay. If he wants the money, he'll come and get it. So that bothers the Gemara. Chav amazik, chayiv amazik mebayah. Chayiv means he's obligated to go and do it. This is a Tani Yerushalmi that the Tana Lishna Klilo, who learned things in an easy lashon. And a quick lashon, and that's why he said chav instead of chayiv, and you can't make any diyukim lahalacha, and it means chayiv. Shalim tashlumei nezik. So what's this next sugya about? It's about meitav. Yendel Mishnah said l'shalim tashlumei nezik b'meitav ha'aretz. In the country say shiurim. He has these long arichas in every sugi. He's medayik on everything. So here he's also medayik on these three words. Because shehizik l'shalim tashlumei nezek, right between the two dots here, he has l'shalim tashlumei nezek. He bothers him. It should say b'meitav. The dibur ha-maskel, so to speak, of the Gemara shouldn't be l'shalim tashlumei nezek. It should bring from the lashon ha-mishnah b'meitav ha-aretz. No? You ever heard anybody ask a cash on the on this little piece of Gemara? Understand, he has a cash. Why does it start with the Shalim Tashlumei Nezek? It should start with B'meitav Haaretz. That's what's going on in the mission. It's going on in the B'meitav. So we'll see soon. What?
Or should say
V'chulu. So we'll see soon. We'll get to his Shtikl Torah. We'll see how he answers that. Tan Rabba. Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Kama Yishalim. Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizik, or Meitav Kama Yishal Nizik, the Rabbi Shmuel. Now, in the Hava Mina, we think Rabbi Shmuel means a very strange thing. Rashi says that he ate up an aruga of a field. The animal ate an aruga of a field. So I would think that even if he ate an inferior aruga, we make the person pay a superior aruga, a shmena. Now, you have to bear in mind, in the Hava Mina, we're changing the amount of money he pays. The Maskana, Idius, you don't change the amount of money or the value. But in the Hava Mina, the Gemara thought that you change the amount of money you pay. The Rabbi Shmuel saying, you pay as if he ate a more valuable row of the field. Rabbi Kiva says, Le'bar kasev al-gemes nezikim in ha-idius, ha-kavachem al-ha-hegdish. So Gemara asks Rabbi Shmuel, Achal shmeina, mishalim shmeina. God's good if you ate a shmeina, you pay a shmeina. But achal kusha, mishalim shmeina. Does it make any sense if you ate an aruga that's worth $20 that you should have to pay an aruga that's worth $40? Achal kusha, mishalim shmeina. If you ate a kusha, does he pay a shmeina? It doesn't make any sense. So for this reason, the Gemara has a different pshat. So first, Rav Idi's pshat. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin. It ate one row in the field, and we don't know if it was a good or not good. That means we don't know if it's worth $20 or it's worth $40. So therefore, what's a din? Mishalim Shmeina. You have to pay the $40. So Ravidi also is a Shvacha Havamina, that if you don't know if he ate a $20 roll or $40 roll, you pay the $40 roll. Amar Ravin, it's also Shvach. Umayilu yadinik chusha achal, loy Mishalim el chusha. Hashem loy yadinik chusha achal, Shmeina achal, Mishalim Shmeina, amaisim achadeh of a raya. What are you talking about? Frekta Rava, if you don't know what he ate, so you pay the lesser amount. The Pnei Yeshua here, and Rabbi Kivager in Gittin, this Gemara all appears in Gittin as well, ask that maybe Ravidi means, where the Teveya says, Chusha Achal. In other words, the Nizik says, the Shmein Achal, the Nizik says, you ate a good row of my field, pay me. And the Mazik says, I don't know. So what's the din in such a case? What? What's the din in such a case? What's the din? So therefore he has to pay how much? Again, the Nizik says, you owe me $100. And the Mazik says, I don't know, maybe I only owe you 50, maybe it's only a $50 row. So Bari Gashem is La Bari Yod, if you can't be Tevei, I would have Bari. So what's the halacha? He's Tevei a $100 row. And I say, I don't know, maybe it was a $50 row. So what's the din? I may have a variety, but obviously that's not what I'm looking for. More than that. What? How much does he have to pay? The lower amount. So the Frank Pesach Rabbi Kiva Eger, 1 minute. He's a Maid of Bemitzas. He's a Maid of Bemitzas. The person's saying, you owe me 100. And he's saying, I don't know, maybe only $50, I know I owe you. A Kushi certainly ain't. The other 50, I don't know, maybe I do owe you, maybe I don't owe you. So he's a Maid of Bemitzas. He can't swear, so he has to swear. He can't swear, he doesn't know. So Ravidi is right. If you don't know if it was a chusha or a shmeina, it has to be in a case where the Nizik is saying it was a shmeina. Nizik is saying, you owe me $100 for this row. And he's saying, I don't know. So 50 he has to pay because he's maida that he ate something. So on the other 50, he's a maida b'mitzas. And a Maid of Mitzas has to swear. He can't swear. Since he can't swear, anybody who can't swear a Shvur D'Oraisa should have to pay. So Ravidi was right. That if he's lo yadin and ikhusha achal ishmeina achal, that you pay a khusha. That you pay the shmeina, you pay the full amount. That's his kasha. What? But it's not chita misayrim. It's an aruga of a field. And the question is, what? Well, we know he ate this. We can see where the damage is. The question is, what was it beforehand? So, really, in Lamdis, he's tevea him. He says, my field went down in value this amount. He's saying, no, your field went down in value this amount. Right? It's really the same field that they're shatzing out. So, zot pnei Yeshua. There's a machlaikis all over Shas, including Daf Mem Vav here in Bava Kama. Machlaikis Rishayim, if someone is chayiv a shvua, and he says, I don't know. But he has a good explanation. What they call loy havalei lameda. He says, I don't know. But I had no way of knowing. I was home. My animal went and ate an aruga in the field. I had no way of knowing. What's the din in such a case? Somebody's mechuyav b'shvua, and he explains why he doesn't know. Do we say mitar shem yochalish b'mishalim? Does he have to pay? So that depends on the lamdis of mitaych. Right? Let's say a person is a Maidav Miktas, there was an Eid Echad against someone, so he has to give a Shvuah. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay. Why? So there are two ways to learn. One of the ways to learn is that if there's an Eid Echad against you, or if you're a Maidav Miktas, it's a certain amount of proof against you. It's not enough to mechayv you to pay. It doesn't hit the threshold that makes you pay. It's a certain amount of proof against you. If you don't swear, that adds more suspicion against you. Why don't you swear? If you're right, so why don't you swear and tell me the truth? So the fact that you're not willing to swear, that makes sort of an other raya against you. And now you have to pay. That's Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita is that why Mitoshan Yachlish Ba Mishalim is because the fact that you can't swear makes us suspicious that there's something wrong with you. And the Mela that, together with the Maida B'miktas, you have to pay. Zak Taisvis, Mela. If you have a good explanation of why you don't know, so you don't have to pay. Because the only reason if you can't swear you pay like Taisvis is because you're not swearing throws suspicion on you. So in a case where you're not swearing does not throw suspicion on you. So Taisvis, so then you don't have to pay. So after Pnei Yeshua, like Taisvis, we can answer this kasha. That here, where the Nizik says, you ate a Shemena, the Mazik says, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So like Taisis, it's good that you don't have to pay. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that if you can't swear, you always have to pay. In the yeshivisha terms, the way we always look at it, shvua is a type of tashlumin. You have to pay. The Torah said in such a case, you can pay him a shvua. If you don't pay him the shvua, so you still have to pay him. You have to pay him money. Because be'etzem, there's a chiyuv tashlumin by Yeshua Dairais. If you'll swear, you get off the hook. If you can't swear, you have a good excuse why you can't swear. You have a very good explanation. But still, you chayiv tashlumin, so you have to pay. You have to pay something, either money or shvua. It's a way of getting off of. If you phrase it that way, a shvua is a way of getting out of paying. You're saying that be'etzem you have to pay. That's what you just said. You have to pay. A shvua is a way to get out of paying. Now, you could phrase the Rambam that way. It's just, it just doesn't ring right. That you have. What do you mean you have to pay? Why do you have to pay? You have to swear. If you want, you could phrase it that way. That you have to pay. If you swear, you'll get off the hook. Either way. The Rambam holds that when by Maida B'miktas be'etzem there's a chiyuv, and if you don't swear, you pay. So you're not going to swear, so pay. So that's the Rambam sheet. That's up to play Yeshua like the Rambam. It's fair. Like the Rambam in our Gemara, where the animal ate a row in the field, and the Nizik claims it ate a good row in the field, and the Mazik says, I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not. He's a Maida B'miktas. And like the Rambam, every might have been mitzvah, if you cannot swear, you automatically pay. So it's Shrei Ravidi, who seems to have a Peladik Hashita here. Ravidi is L'chayra right. Ravidi is right that you should have to pay. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, and Rabbi Kiveiga's Kasha, here in the Gemara. Just the opposite. Reb Chiya in Bar Metzia, Reb Chiya said that if Eidim say that you owe half, then you zicha might be mixed as a mapiv. In the Chayva, so Eidim call it kosher. At any rate, this is their kasha. Yeshua says a teretz, which is really a shver teretz. The stipler in the Kilas Yaakov, Simen Tezvav, Horus on the Perek, I think it's Ois Gimel, says a teretz. He brings the Peshua's teretz and says why it's shver. He says a different teretz. Peshua, the stipler says that the Shitas HaRambam is that we have this rule all over Shas, Ein Nishban Al Karkois. We have a rule that you don't swear on Karka. That's a klal in Shas that we learn out of a klal prato klal. That Ein Nishban Al Karkois. That if you and I have a din Torah on Karka, you say I owe you $100. That you claim that this field is yours, and I say half the field is yours. So I don't swear because that's a Moide Bemitzas on Karka. And Einish Bo'an Ala Karkos. The Rambam Shita is that if you're Teveyami for a Hezek of Karka, that I was Mazik your Karka, Hezek Karka ke Karka Domi. The Rambam Shita is that if you're Teveyami for being Mazik your Karka, even though you're being Teveyami Momin, you're not asking me to give you Karka, you're asking me to pay for the damage. Nevertheless, the din of Ein Nishban Al Karkois applies on Hezek Karka ke Karka Dami also. On a case where a person is Teveya Hezek of land, such as an Agamara. An Agamara, where the animal was Mazik the Karka, and you're Teveya money for the Karka, the Rambam Shita is Ein Nishban Al Karkois applies. So Mamela, Yeshua's kasha falls off. The whole thing does has no shaykhis here. It's here to tviya on karka.
But still, there's a chiyushua made in mitzvahs.
By karka, there's no chiyushua made in mitzvahs. That's nismayit. Right? We marba everything except for whatever it is karka, shtoris, navadim. That you don't swear. There's no chiyushua made in mitzvahs or eid echad on karkois. Now, that's a halacha. That Hezek Karka has a din of Karka, that's the realm of Shita here. That's how the stipler answers it. The only thing the stipler, it's interesting to his language, he says, really, what did the animal do? It ate, it's shame. It ate apples, or it ate wheat. When the animal ate the wheat, was it still connected to the ground? When the animal ate the wheat, it wasn't connected to the ground. No, the animal eats an apple off a tree. It doesn't take a bite off of it while it's on the tree.
Once it puts it in their mouth, the nobody wants food that was in, or apples that was in the giraffe's mouth. You don't want it anymore.
Well, you could feed it to your animal. It has a value. That went down in value.
Firashi is good. Firashi was evaluating the loss of karka. So when he rips it out of the karka, that's the hezek to the karka.
The hezek is when he rips it out of the karka, that's the hezek to the karka. And it ate it later. We're trying to make this be shame. You know, the stipler writes, Yesh lefalfel, and I don't want to be marach. I could be mefalfel in this Indian, I want to be marach. Well, what's the question? We want this to be shame. Karen only pays chatzi nezek, right? We're talking here about a mazik of shame. A mazik of shame is when the animal has hanor. When does the animal have hanor? When it eats the fruit. You're being mechayivim for ripping it off or for eating the fruit. So we were mesupik about this once. When we say shame is a hezek that the animal has pleasure, it means the animal's intention has to be for pleasure, or it means that there's a chiyuv, the animal has to have pleasure for it to be shame. Remember, we spoke about if an animal would eat fruits that are spoiled. The animal eats it, gets sick from it. Is that shame? The animal ate it for pleasure. But someone had a case that what happens if an animal eats a fake fruit, right? Somebody mentioned. This fake fruit, this plastic fruit, and the animal thinks it's good, and it goes to eat it. So, is that shame? We were supposed to give it shame. Does shame mean the animal has to have pleasure? Well, it just means the animal does it for pleasure. Shken yesh hanol hazekon sounds like it has hanol. But not mistaken that we really care if the animal enjoys it, doesn't enjoy it. We care what the animal's intention is. We were supposed to give about it. The stipler seems to be saying, again, he only says the two lines, and he says there's what to be ma'arech. The stipler is saying there are two ways to look at it. When an animal goes over to wheat in a field, or an apple on a tree, and it bites it off and it eats it, that shein is a mazik karka, or it's a mazik tolish. Is it a mazik karka? Well, its intention is to have pleasure. I would say it's a mazik karka. If you want to measure by when it had the pleasure later, when it was already tolish from the karka. This teretz seems to go with the mahalach, that when an animal eats the karka, it's a mazik karka. It's a shein of karka. And when it bites it off and it rips it off the ground, that's the chiyuv. Now, let's say an animal would go to eat tefuah in my field. And the animal would start eating the tefuah, rip out a whole bunch of tefuah, and then would have a heart attack and not eat it. So there'd be no chiyuv shein? You actually have to have the pleasure. It's taka mistaver more that the chiyuv is for the animal did it for pleasure. That's shein. That's what the stipler is saying. That mazik karka kikarka. If you hold mazik karka kikarka, when an animal goes and eats in a field, it's a mazik karka. It's doing damage to the karka. Mazik karka kikarka. And that's what you have to. That's what you have to pay. So, kaponim, this is how the stipler answers the Gemara.
Why does Tosfos not say the person doesn't make a shvur because he's afraid to make a shvur? He says, "I don't want to make a shvur because I'm afraid of shvuros." Do you say that?
If a person says, "I'm too frum to make a shvuah," we have no way of knowing if he's too crooked to make the shvuah or too frum to make the shvuah. He's not going to tell me, "I'm too crooked to make the shvuah." So when a person says, "I'm too frum to make the shvuah," so, you know, if he's frum enough, what? You know, we have no way of knowing what's really going on in his mind. So like this, it would be metatlo, we might have been mitzas. And like the Rambam, we'd be chayv. The Gemara is talking about Meitav Sadeyu. Better pass it to
him. If the Rambam would hold the shvuah that they're, will yet pay then? Is it only because
if the Rambam would hold that a shvuah is a bearer, and why, then why do we say Metayich pays? If he doesn't swear, why does he pay? So the way we understand, the old Zabir, so if you don't swear, so that's a raya against you. Why aren't you swearing?
So in the case, in this case, the stipler's case, would you have to pay then?
So then, the Rambam sheet is that you have to pay.
The
Rambam holds not a bearer. The Rambam holds a tashlum. You're saying if you would hold Zabir.
Right, so it's not. So this is tashlum, and therefore, and
right. But if you would hold the shvuah as a bearer, would that change anything? Probably not, because the din of Einish Banach is no matter what. It's a Gemara. So if you want, you have to figure out why it should be that way. Mazik karka, kikarka should be totally. Maybe we can make some kind of cheshbon. The Raivit is Masik. The Raivit holds Mazik karka is not kikarka. It's only the din Torah Ankak. Okay, anyway, the Gemara comes now to the final pshat. What is the Maskana? That this following is the machlokes. Elo Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hocha Mayaskinan, Kagoy Shosa Idyas de Nizik is Iburis de Mazik. The Nizik's best land is inferior to the Mazik. It's like the Mazik's bad land. Mazik has better land. Bopli. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Nizik has to pay with his best land. What was he Mazik? Is Mazik best land? What's the case? Rabbi Shmuel sav with the Nizik Shemina. What type of land was he Mazik? Huh? Doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we know he owes 50 dollars, that's all he has to pay.
So it doesn't matter what he was mazik. You all learned that way, right? Doesn't matter what you're mazik. You have to pay idiyas. And Rav Shmuel says, but the nizik shemina, and Rabbi Kiva says, but the mazik shemina. So now the Gemara makes sense. I know, this Gemara always bothered me. I don't understand. The Gemara starts by saying, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to pay more. So the Gemara says, what? Acha klusha mishalom shemina. Makes no sense. Then the Gemara says, no, it means idiyas. So what does that mean? He was mazik ziburis, and I pay idiyas. Why does the Gemara ask, acha ziburis mishalom idiyas? Why does the Gemara ask the same kasha?
Same money value.
Same money value, but I want to pay ziburis. I owe you for sure $100. Now, I want to give you ziburis land. You want idiyas land. Why can't I say, acha ziburis mishalom idiyas? Makes no sense. Xeris HaKasa, even though it doesn't make sense. So why can't it be Achal Kusha Mishalom Shemein as Xeris HaKasa?
It's a value.
Then you're paying more.
It's a value.
Here,
you're damaging something that's worse, and you're making the cheshbon of something that's better, so you end up paying more than you really damaged.
By Achal Kusha Mishalom Shemein.
Yeah.
So that can't be Xeris HaKasa.
That's a value. How can I pay more than I damaged?
If the Torah says you pay more, okay, for you also pay more.
There's no class.
The
closest
is not
fair.
The closest second class is not the closest to Rabbi Shmuel.
There's no knas.
There's
no knas. So I'll tell you the same thing. Ochal idiyas, mishalom idiyas. So it's a raya, there's no knas. So ochal ziburis, why should I? Why do I pay idiyas? I don't want to pay idiyas. I understand. I'm not talking about more money. But people don't want to pay idiyas. Nobody wants to pay idiyas.
Well, let's say in that case, Oichel Idiyas and Mishalim Idiyas, that means what? You already have the built-in knas. There's nothing you can do that.
There's no built-in knas.
Sure there is. I'm paying Idiyas.
I'm paying exactly what I should pay. It's logical. I ate Idiyas, I pay Idiyas.
But that's not a steer to the fact that there being a knas. If it's Oichel Shmeina, Oichel Kusha
Mishalim, Oichel Shmeina, Mishalim Shmeina, it's a riot, there's no knas.
Riot is no knas.
So Oichel Idiyas, Mishalim Idiyas, a riot, there's no knas. I just pay whatever
is
mazik.
It's not a riot, there's no knas.
Why? I pay whatever is mazik. It makes sense. Whatever's massive.
You're giving me a proof that, oh, you're not paying a knas. So here I'm paying, physically paying a knas. By Ochel Shmeina,
it's just the opposite. By Ochel Shmeina, Mishalom Shmeina. What's the case? By Ochel Shmeina, Mishalom Shmeina.
It was $10 worth.
It's no knas.
$10 worth, and I don't have to pay more. So if I'm going to Ochel Shmeina, okay, $5, but I only pay $10. That makes sense. Because if in fact, when I only had to pay the $10, I only pay $10, that makes sense. But you can't say, when I have to pay with idiots, because I damage idiots, it proves that I always have to pay. I always pay what I damage. It doesn't prove anything.
No, there's no knas. There's no knases. Whatever I was mazik, that's what I have to pay back.
Why are you going to knas him to pay?
Why am I going to? I don't know. What are you going to knas him to pay anyway?
Why is quality of knas?
Because people don't want. We know people don't want to pay idiots. That's the Gemara and Nemzan all the time. Nobody wants to pay idiots. People only want to pay zikuris or beninus, but nobody wants to pay idiots. So why does it make more sense that Ochel Ziburis Mishalom Idiyas? I would think, you know, whatever you are mazik, that's what you should pay.
He's paying Ziburis to mazik.
What?
The mazik is paying Ziburis today, so he's mazik Ziburis and he's paying his Ziburis. But after talking
about
the case of the mazik.
No, the Gemara talks about Ziburis and Idiyas, it's not talking about the field that was damaged, it's talking about what he owns besides that. Right, so the mazik the nizik owns a grade A field, the mazik owns a grade C field, and then there's the field that was damaged. The other field that was damaged was a grade. So what are we saying? The field that was damaged could have been a grade F field, right? It could have been damaged $50. So Rabbi Kiva says you pay the mazik idiots, and he says you pay the nizik idiots. I would say you pay whatever you damaged. If you damage this type of field, you pay this type of field. No? If I damage the idiot's field, I pay idiot's field. If I damage the Ziburis field, I pay Ziburis field. Elamai, it's Xeris HaKosov. It's talking not logical. It's Xeris HaKosov. That's what you have to say. It's Xeris HaKosov, Meitav Kami Yishalim. Fine. Just funny, when the Gemara thought that Rabbi Shmuel said Meitav Sadeu is Xeris HaKosov, that Ochel Chushim Mishalim Shemeina. So the Gemara said, that makes no sense. Achal klusha mishalom shemeina. Why do you say it's exeris hakasav? So vice toys, if it's illogical, we try to find a better thing to fit into the pasuk. So achal ziburis mishalom idiyas, that is more logical.
Less
It's more like, it's more logical than Alpha Khush Mishal Shmeina.
It's much less of a tar. It's
much less. Alright. Alright, Akoponim, this is the Chiddush of this Gemara, of the Pasuk, that Ochel Ziburis Mishalim Idias. Whatever you ate, you pay Idias. So the Gemara brings the Psukim. Bishmal Savi with the Nizik Shaimina, Rabbi Kiva Savi with the Mazik Shaimina, my Tamid Bishmal, Nemesad Lamata, Nemesad Lamaila. I said Amal Amayla, the Nizik, I said Amal Amata, the Nizik, and Rabbi Kiva says, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmai, Yishalayim Behev Tokam Yishal. Okay, the Inyan here of Tashlumei Idias, which is definitely Exeris HaKasuv, they are in every major sugya has one Iker, Kakira, one Iker way to split it down the middle, declare how to learn. The Chakira here, there are two ways to learn this din of the Torah. The Torah mandated what you pay. If not for the Torah, I owe you money, I'll pay whatever I want. I was ma'azik you, I'll pay whatever I like. If I want to pay you money, if I'll pay you, if I want to pay you karka, if I want to pay you matches, you know, whatever. If not for the Torah, I could pay you whatever I want. I owe you $100, I'll give you $100 in whatever form. Comes the Torah, and the Torah says that no, you have to pay, you can't pay inferior karka, you have to pay best karka, either the nizik or the mazik. Each sheet, the commander. There are two ways to understand the din of paying Meitav Sadeh. One way to understand is that Meitav Sadehu is a shibud karka. There's a certain, when you're mazik, your karka becomes meshubit to pay. Which karka becomes meshubit? So the Torah says, Meitav Sadeh, your best field becomes meshubit. We know Milva Ksuv B'Torah Ksuv B'Shtar Dami, that Nezikin De'a Shibudim on karka. So when your animal is mazik, or your bar is mazik, and whatever is mazik, the first way to understand it is that it creates a shibud karka, creates a lien on my land, and my land is meshubit to pay. The second way to understand is no. The lien is on all my property. Everything I own is meshubit to pay. I owe you a chayv of $100. Meitav Sadehu was a din in Tashlumin. How does Bezdin set up Tashlumin? What's the priorities in paying? There's a din in Tashlumin that when it comes time to pay, that in the Seder HaTashlumin, you have to pay what? So we take out the rules of Tashlumin. And one of the rules of payment is when you pay Karka, you pay Meitav Sadehu, you pay your best field. Now these seem very similar ways to learn. So let me speak out in Nafkamina, and you'll see. Now, this Chakira is in the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, and Miskei Mamin, and Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. And it's also in the Kuntrusei Shiurim, in Shir Zayin, Ois Yir Aleph. A slightly different Lashon, but it's the same Kler. The Kler is, what is the din of Meitav? Is the din of Meitav a din in the Shas HaHezek, in the Shibur of the Hezek? Or is it a din in Seder Tashlum? Of all the Nafkaminas, the easiest is Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gittin who clears on this sugya. The same exact sugya, this whole Gemara is in the beginning of Perek HaNezikin in Gittin. He declares, does Idias go according to the time of the Hezek or according to the time of Tashlum? If at the time I was Mazik, I owned a few pieces of karka. And later, by the time we went to Bezda, I already bought more real estate. I bought additional karka. What is the time at which the idius is set that I pay idius? So Bikivego is Masupik. Do you pay idius based on what you owned at the time your animal was mazik? Or do you pay Izik based on what you own, based on the time that you pay? So Rabbi Vega says an interesting thing. He says, let's see. According to Rabbi Shmuel, what should be? According to Rabbi Shmuel, when you pay the idius of a nizik, so Rabbi Vega says you can't clear the shayla. Because otherwise, if Ruvain's animal is mazik, Shimon is going to go quickly, run, and buy karka that's equal to the idius of the mazik. He's going to be able to fadegle to get something he otherwise wouldn't be entitled to. You know, every nizik, if a mazik is, you know, if a mazik is mazik, if he's lucky, it's Donald Trump's behemoth that's mazik. So you quickly go and you buy karka that's equal, if it's shayach, to buy karka equal to his idius, and you get his idius away from him. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, so that can't be. Why can't that be? I'm not sure. He says, it's not mustaver. Why is it not mustaver? Maybe, yeah. He says, it's not mustaver. The nizik could just go out and buy karka and force the mazik to give him better karka. That's not the kavanah satar. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no shayla, you go by shas ha-hezik. That there's no shayla. But it's like Rabbi Kiva Eger, my clair is according to Rabbi Kiva. If you hold bid the mazik shamina, that the mazik has to give his best ideas. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't know. Do you pay according to shas hezik, your best field? Or if you bought more field before the shas tashlumin, do you pay based on shas tashlumin? So Rabbi Kiva Eger's clair is this clair. Is Meitav a din in the Hezik? That Bishas Hezik, it creates a lien, it creates a shibud. If you hold Bishas Hezik, it creates a lien, then it's only on Karka, your own Bishas Hezik. Or is it a din in Seder Tashlumin? How do you figure out a Seder Tashlumin? How do you figure out what to pay? At the time you come to pay, we look what you have and we give the best. If you hold a din of Seder Tashlumin, it goes according to Shas Tashlumin. If you hold it's a din, that's a lien, that's a shibud karka, so it goes according to the time of the hezek. This is a nafkamina of Kutchas Shurin. Rav Gusman says that this Rabbi Kiveger is our clair. The clair, do you go according to the time of the hezek or the time of Tashlumin? Is a clair, is it a lien that's established at the time of the hezek? Or is it a din in the way you pay? So we'll see. We'll get to it. We'll see. It's not a raya because the din of whether you get from Lakuchis is no, it's going the fakert way where a person gets rid of his karka, so we'll have to see how that works. It has to do with how the shibud works. I don't think it'll be a raya. Rav Shach uses this to answer a gevaldige kasha on the Tosfos and other rabbi to bring a raya. We had on Daf Dalit that the Achav Dalet of is Nezikin. That, who was Reb Chiya? Torah Reb Chiya, Esrim Abba of is Nezikin. 24 of is Nezikin. So Gemara said at the end, Kulon the Ava is L'shalei M'meitav. That not all these 24 have told us. Not everyone, what kind of Avis? They're not told us. So Gemara said Reb Chiya's intention was, Kulon Ka'ava is L'shalei M'meitav. What we're learning about idius, about meitav, is not only mazik. It's also kefil, it's also dalav hay, it's also ayinus umafate, it's also edim zaymimin. All the 24 of us tzikin, when they have to pay, they pay idius. As I state in the Gemara. Taisus on Hayamat Aleph, Teich Devarav, Taisus said, edim zaymimin. What's the case that Edim Zaymimin pay Meitav? What's the case? What did they try to be Mechayev the other person? Huh? What did they try to be Mechayev the other person? What's the case? You have Edim Zaymimin. So Gemara says, Achav Dalit, all 24 Nazi can pay Idius. Pay Meitav. What's the case? What did Edim Zaymimin try to do? They tried to be Mechayev someone money. Why did they try to be mechayiv him? Idiyas, bein nesiburis. What's the case? So let's figure it out. Let's say they tried to be mechayiv him beininess. Well, let's just start first the other way. Let's say they tried to be mechayiv someone idiyas. So they're chayiv idiyas. Cheres pshita. It's kashazama. Whatever you try to do to them, you do. Try to chayiv them idiyas. I'm chayiv. That's pashut. I don't need the tachas and sinu sham kesef. I don't need any because there's a pasuk for it. They try to mechayev someone beninus or ziburis. They pay idiyas. That's a chiddush. They try to mechayev someone that they pay this. So Tosis said that's the case. Tosis and Hayam and Aleph said Teich Devarav Teich is Tachs Nasina that by Edim Zaymimin you afilo meidu al shartam shehizik a yidu pleini chayev a pleini mana didine b'zibiris mishalim yibebeitav. So you have Edim Zaymimin. They try to be mechayev someone zibiris. Tosis says, for example, they said someone owes someone else a chayiv. What does a bachayiv pay? Bachayiv pays beinonis. Tosis says ziburis. Because min ha-Torah it's b'ziburis. With the raisa you pay ziburis. Shloitin al-delas, it's beinonis. So Tosis is talking about the raisa at a level. So Tosis says, they demzayim and try to be mechayiv someone ziburis. They have to pay idiyas. That's the chav dalet of his nizik. As they state in Tosis. Tosis Harash says, what do you mean? Kasha Zaman. You can't be mechayev someone more than Kasha Zaman. Kasha Zaman, you can't be mechayev more. The halacha is, if it comes a chayev more, you're not mechayev him anything. Right? You all learned Daf Beis and Makis. If you try to make someone a chalol, you don't make him a chalol. Why? Because he tried to make someone and his children a chalol. And loy v'loy labanav, you can't be mechayev him, his children, you're mechayev him. So since you only be mechayiv him, it's less than what he tried to do. So he's off the hook. He gets malchus and finished. He's not a chol. Kasha zamam has to be exact. Sofrekta Tosis Harash. What's Pshat in Tosis? How could it be? The Edim Zayim tried to be mechayiv someone ziburis. He mechayiv them. It is. How could that be? Zot Rav Shach. Rav Shach says, no, it's not shver. If you learn that the din of Meitav is a din in Tashlumin, it's a din in Tashlumin, it's not shver. The punishment of Kasha Zomam, you tried to chayev someone $100, you'll chayev $100. The punishment is not idiyas, there's no lien. You're chayev to pay $100. Finished. Now, it comes time to pay, we take out the rules of Tashlumin, and we go by the rules. The rules of Tashlumin is that you have to give up idiyas. So mainly you give up idiyas. So Tosis holds the second way we're talking. That what's pshat in Meitav, it's a din in Tashlumin. It's a way of paying. It's a way in paying. So it's not shver on daf hey. That's not kasha zaman. It is kasha zaman. I try to mechayev him $100. I'm chayev $100. Now I walk out of Beis Din. You know, sometimes you go into a big company or to a hospital, right? They give you a bill, and then you go to the cashier's office to pay. That's what happens. Beis Din's b'chayev you. Beis Din says you have to pay $100. Why do you pay? Who you pay? So you go to the cashier's office. You know, go to rules of tashlumin. There are certain rules of tashlumin, so you pay with the rules of tashlumin. There's not a steer to cashier's zama. That's not the punishment. The punishment is you chayev $100. That's all. You try to give him to pay $100, you pay $100. Now comes time to pay, you go to pay.
What about
Sisim Lenin, though? That's what he's doing. How do you have to use it as the Sisim Lenin? Sisim, like Hashem, he tried to chayev
$100, I'm going to chayev him $100. You're saying you have to pay from later. That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. The punishment itself is you have to pay. There are rules of how you pay. There are rules in the manner in which
you
pay.
Once we say the method of paying is Meitav, then we'll have to...
But the method of paying is not part of his punishment. It's not part of his Pesach Bezdin to be managing. The Pesach Bezdin is that it's chayev to pay. There are certain rules in how you pay. All right, the rules in how you pay is how you pay. Let's say the rule is that a Baal Chayiv has to travel after, has to travel, Eved Loiv Lishmalva, the Baal Chayiv has to travel and pay the Malva. Such a rule. So let's say I go over to someone, I say, you owe Yanka $100, and Yanka lives in Tanzania. You know where Tanzania is? It's a different continent. So I say, he owes Yanka $100. He lives in Tanzania. So Bezos says, okay, I'm chayv $100. Then I made him zayim it. So now I have to pay $100. So I have to travel to Tanzania to give this guy $100? No. I'm a chayv $100. Now there's a rule in Tashlumin. How do you pay? There's a rule. Evet loiv alish malvet. The loiv has to run after the malvet to pay it. But that's not the einish. The einish is you have to pay $100. There are certain rules of Tashlumin. So he's chayv $100. Now I'm chayv $100. The fact that I tried to make him travel to Africa to pay, and I myself don't have to go to Africa, but that's not the einish. The einish is you have to pay $100. No, you have to go to pay. Understand, that's all part of the Seder HaTashlumin. That's not Kasha Zaman. Kasha Zaman is on the einish itself. So Shach says, so it seems, that Tosis and the Tosis HaRosh are arguing, Mamish and this din, Tosis and the Rosh are arguing in this din, the Tosis HaRosh held that it's part of the Einish. So Tosis HaRosh said it can't be. If you try to be chayiv someone's ziburis, you can't be chayiv in these. Tosis says no, it's a din in the Seder Tashlumin. So it could be you try to be chayiv someone's ziburis and you're chayiv in these. It's not part of the Einish. This is how Rav Shach answers Yena Tosfos. Rav Shach explains with this one other Machlekes Rishayim in the Sugya. There's a Machlekes Rishayim in Gittin. Now, before I tell you the Machlekes, you have to know what the concept is. There's a concept of Zakfan Olav B'Milva, which means changing something into a milva. The concept of Zakan Olav B'Milva is most famous in Hilchas Shemitah. Let's say, next year Shemitah, right? Let's say I have a bill in the grocery. I go into the grocery and I buy a loaf of bread, I put it down on my bill. And now Shemitah passes. Do I have to pay the bill? Anybody know? But you have to pay your bills after Shemitah. You get your electric bill, like it's eaten. You have to pay your bill. So the halacha is that Shemitah is only mishamet chayvos. Shemitah is not mishamet all debt. Shemitah is only mishamet something that has a shem chayv, something that's called debt. If you owe someone money for services, if you owe someone money for material, if you're a ganiv, let's say someone steals, Shemitah passes. The ganiv still has to pay. He still has to pay. Only if something is a milva, if something is a debt, does the Torah say the Shemitah is Meshamet. The Gemara says that there's a concept of Zakvan Olav B'Milva. Zakvan Olav B'Milva means if you change it into a, how do you change something into a milva? So the Gemara says that if you bill somebody, if you send someone a bill for a debt, that is Zakvan Olav B'Milva. Let's say you send someone a bill for all the groceries. You add it all up and you send them a bill. Now you owe this amount of money pay. Billing someone changes his tashlume into tashlume milva. Changes it out of tashlume, whatever it was, a purchase, or services, or geneva. Changes it into a milva. Zakfan alav b'milva. You change it into a milva. Once you change it into a milva, the rules change. And suddenly, Shemitah is Meshamet. Suddenly, there are rules of Ribbis. There are other dinim that apply. Ribbis Dereis. There are other dinim that apply. That's called Zakfan Olav B'Milva. In Gittin, there's a Ravid, the Sagas HaRavid, who says that if my animal is mazik someone, and I have to pay, and it was Zakfan Olav B'Milva, came a point where whatever manner it becomes a milva, it was built in a way that turns it into a milva. Zok derive it, if it's zok v'nob b'milva, I only have to pay beininus. I only have to pay beininus. It's It's exactly the same thing. My animal ate your field. And I took you to Bezin, and Bezin said, you have to pay me hezek. You have to pay me $100 hezek. At this moment, I have to pay you idios. If the malva was zakon al milva, if the nizik create changed it into a milva by billing him in a way, in a manner of a milva, the rules change, and now you pay beinonis. What's the logic to that? A minute ago I was chayav idios, now I'm chayav beinonis. Zok Rav Shach, this Ravid Klar holds that paying idios is only a din in Tashlumin. It's a din in Tashlumin. The chayiv is $100. It's a value. What you pay, that's a din in Tashlumin. If by the time you pay, you switch it into idios, you switch it into a chayiv, so now you only pay what a chayiv pays. A chayiv pays beinonis. Rav Shach, this is a klar raya, this Ravid, who says it could change. It's klar raya that the Ravid learned that paying idios is din in Tashlumin alone. And Mimela, if you change it into a milva before the Shas HaTashlumin, then you pay Beninus. You don't pay idios anymore. This is his raya. Ad kan, this is all in the Avi Ezri, Erev Shach. Comes along the Kunshas HaShiurim. And he says, let's think. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have a machlokes. Now you know that Gezeiras HaKasuvs don't have to have a svara. There's certain Gezeiras HaKasuvs we don't know a svara for. Boris Pata or Kalim, no one ever figured out a svara for that. But we know in Dinei Maminis, where we could figure out a svara, we do. What's the svara samachlokes? Should I have to pay b'demazik or b'denizik? What's the logic? What's the logic? For, you know, I always tell you, how do you figure out what's logic? You start with which one's more pashut. What's more pashut? Should I have to pay according to the niziks standard of karka, or according to the mazik standard? How should a person have to pay? Let's say there was no psukim, no gemaras, and we asked the shaila, which standard should go? The niziks. I would really say it depends which is damage, which is neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Kiva. That's what I would have said. I would have said without a pasuk you pay whatever you damage, that's what you pay. But neither of them holds that. So the question is, now that we have a machlokes b'demazik shaminan b'denizik shaminan, like what which mahalach is a mahalach that's more mistaver? You pay according to the person you damage or according to the damager? Why b'denizik? No, the mazik doesn't have, he doesn't have to pay. Tosha says it's a klal. You never have to go out and buy to pay. So that's true. But the question is, the mazik now, there are two pieces of land. And the question is, which one should we give? Do we give his best, or do we give his inferior land, which is the same as the nizik's best? So if the Torah says meitav, it means the best of who? Who should we go by? So what do you say? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, very good. And what's the svara of each one? What Rav Gusman writes, he says, 1 minute. Before I ask you this question, you have to say, 1 minute, we have 2 ways to learn the Gemara. Let's try each way, which is more mustard. Right? Rav Shach told us you have 2 ways to learn. Okay, let's say Meitav is a din in Tashlumin, a manner of paying. Now, if the Torah said that when you go to the Tashlumin office and you go to pay, there's a rule of idios, whose idios should it be? Is it din in Tashlumin? Isn't it Pashat? Now, if it's a din in Tashlumin, who cares who you are mazik? It should go according to the person who's paying, the mazik who's paying. L'chaira, Rabbi Kiva, who says, but the mazik shaminon, isn't it mistaver? That's because he holds that an idios is a din in tashlumin. It's a din in paying. In a manner of pay. How do I pay? Idios. So then, but the mazik shaminon, then it's very mistaver. So Rav Shach's two tzadim that Rav Shach wants to make into a machlokes rishonim, Rav Gusman Tain is that it could be that's good for the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you hold that idius is a din in the tashlumin, then you should go basa mazik. Then you should go b'de mazik shaminan. It's a din in tashlumin. If you hold that it's a lien on your karka, so then the truth is, the way I understand it, it could go either way. If you hold it's a lien on the karka, Rav Gusman says, if you hold it's a lien on the karka, it's mustaber b'de nizik shaminan. Why, if it's a lien, should it be more mustaber b'de nizik? Maybe like you were saying before, because you damaged him, so you should have to replace what you took, but it's not what you took. So one half of what he's saying is doesn't seem to be mochur, but the other half certainly seems to be mochur with the mazik shani. That's the din in the tashlum. Now, just to finish off the inyan, when we started this gemara, it says there between the two dats, l'shalim tashlum einezik. As two dats, l'shalim tashlum einezik, another two dats. So Rav Gusman wondered, why doesn't it say b'meitav, what's the lashon of Mishnah? L'shalim tashlumi nezek, b'meitav ha'aretz. Why does it say b'meitav ha'aretz there? Why does it say l'shalim tashlumi nezek? Elomai, it's coming to be meramiz, that what? That idius is a din in, huh? Tashlumin. So do me a favor, take a look. That's the way I would finish the sentence. It says here, l'shalim tashlumi nezek, that's meramiz, that is a din in tashlumin. Look at the way Rav Gusman says it. It's pretty clear. The paragraph, it's Shir Zayin, paragraph Yud Aleph. He takes taka this diok that's coming for this inyan, and what we come away with two mahalchim, a possibility that's good for the aside of Rabbi Kiva Shita. And again, we were told the three things in the mahalchim: Rabbi Kiva Eger Safik in the two mahalchim, and the Edom Zaymimin, the place of Edom Zaymimin. And Zakhul al Bimilva, these three things are totally known to Mahalchim. That's what we have. Now for tomorrow, Rabbi Shmuel, first of all, you have to finish the Gemara till the two dots. It's like one run-on sentence. Till the two dots. On Rabbi Shmuel, there's a rush, the rush Simon Beis. We're going to learn tomorrow. And after you learn the rush, in the Chedusha Rabbi Shmuel, I think it's Simon Zayin, Isala, from the beginning of Simon Zayin, he has a piece on the rush. So that's the coming attractions for tomorrow.